business. We did have one time when I actually saw it because somebody called me, and I was watching, and every 15 or 20 minutes somebody would pull in and then pull out, and there was a guy at the end of the driveway kind of waving people in. And we've had problems on T Highway with drugs. Down at Long Beach, you know, again, I've been there a long time. When you start getting a lot of traffic, you know something's going on because Long Beach, T Highway is a dead end highway. So anyway, I am against it, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
So how far do you go to dead end there on T Highway? I don't know if I've ever driven.
Right. 1 mile further than our driveway. It's exactly 1 mile. Can I add an additional?
Ma'am, you've had your time.
And then
kind of circles around down here and come right back out.
And then where was the property zone? Nightly rental was a little farther.
Yeah, here. Let me kick it on real quick, and you'll see it's a big area. It's not got a lot of development yet, but it's got a lot of, you know, it's got the use. You can kind of see it. These are big parcels.
And then go in the other direction if you drag.
That one there is 5, so.
Yeah. Probably 20. I thought there was.
Down at the
end?
I think so.
Oh, the other one's down at the end?
Well, I thought there was one that had tiny homes or something like that.
It is all the way down to the end? I think those are conditional uses mainly down in there, down in this area. We don't have any R1 zone or NR1 zonings down there.
Anyone else signed up? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Lacey Sanders. I'm a realtor with Keller Williams Trilease, and I represent the Deckers in their purchase. And just for clarity, they have not closed yet. So the current owners, the Wells, who I do not represent, they have their own agent. But anyway, they signed off on the application to be here because it was supposed to have closed. We've been under contract since October. There's a new septic being installed, lots of delays, that sort of thing. You know, in a perfect world, my clients would have walked a long time ago. I gave them every out, but they're invested in this property. They love it. I showed him, I had lost count of how many homes I showed him. Stone County and Taney County, Table Rock and Taney Como, and they fell in love with this one. And just to give you an idea, this home is listed for $674,900. I can't disclose what they're purchasing it for. And you know, I was not the person who gave them the misinformation on how this runs, because I always tell my clients, you need to call and talk to the county. You need to get to the right people. I think there was some misinformation between the assessor's office and planning and zoning. But, you know, they got that ironed out, and they were still invested in it. After inspections, after the septic deal, you know, of course, I said, hey, guys, we can find you another house. But they love the home. They love the neighbors. They stayed in the home. I think they stayed for like 4 days, and just idea for reference, spent like $3,000 for them, their two kids, or grandkid to come and stay in it for a few days, because I said, check it out, stay in it a while, rent it, then see if you want to make an offer on it. So they're invested. They're good people. I've spent many, many hours with them, you know, just showing them property and working this contract. But just for perspective, again, you guys know this, but so other people who are concerned, it's been this way for 5 years. There's a camera in the front of the property. I know their interest is, you know, just security on the outside, more cameras just so they can protect their investment. Again, they're going to stay for their family, and they can tell you that. I'm not trying to put words in their mouth, but a vacation home. But with this caliber of list price, you know, they were trying to offset some of that, thinking, well, if we go for this, if, you know, and have this great view, you know, it's a producing nightly rental, has been for 5 years, and that's where, you know, when they're not here, they want to be able to keep that going. And just for perspective for anyone in the audience, what, and I know our former assessor should know this, this home keeps the values higher, and I like to see our property, not for paychecks, but just to keep the properties improved, keep our values up in the area. You know, if this doesn't close, it's pretty appraised. I mean, we're already past that, but it was advertised. And then I don't sell nightly rentals, okay? I might sell homes that are approved for nightly rental, and you go through and get everyone switched over to the same companies, that sort of thing, as just, you know, part of the deal. But, you know, I don't sell businesses. I sell real estate. But that what drew it to them. That was what it was, you know, advertised. It's been a nightly rental, all that good stuff. So not that changes the way things are done here and the new applicant has to apply. But if, for example, they don't end up closing on this, it's probably going to set, the value's probably going to come down, you know, because, again, it's this is what has been advertised. They've got their plans in place to use it for themselves and to keep it nice while they're gone. And they've got grandkids, they've got kids, they're very family oriented. They're not going to be letting people in to trash the place. I know they're not, and it was a big deal for them to meet the neighbors. They know all the people who take care of it already. I looked at the multi-list today. There's only been 25 homes as far as what is single-family homes that have closed or went pending in the past year to date, between $600,000 and $700,000 in Branson. And the only one that is in this vicinity is a condo at Glasswater. So as far as neighbors, I mean, from what Miss Chris with the septic company who's installing the septic, she's a little shy, so she didn't sign up. You know, I know people have stopped by while the septic's being installed. I understand. I think it's Scott Starrett now who's been coming out there and checking it. Neighbors have stopped by. There's been no complaints that she has heard of, you know, so far, other than hearsay one particular neighbor, which you've heard. I don't know about this whole turn around the driveway business, but that so-called barrier,
ma'am,
that's got the garbage cans behind it in a basketball goal.
You've hit your
okay.
4 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Is that everyone? She's coming up.
Oh, don't know what I can say, but my name is Chris Fulton. I'm the advanced installer for the septic system. I only needed to put in a four-bedroom home. The Wells went ahead and paid to upgrade it so it would support the 10 to 12 people that they want to try to apply for. I don't know how that septic was working before or where it was going, but it does have, or when we're done, it will have a great system in there to support it. We've been there end of December, almost every day. I've had nobody besides the inspector show up. I mean, there's been no turnaround in the driveways. It's very quiet down there. So I live off of T Highway also. I'm all for the nightly rentals because Branson needs them. We don't have very, very good hotels. We need nightly rentals. And the house has been upgraded. I mean, it's gotten, as far as I've seen, the roof work, the septic. It also helps bring these houses up more up to code when they're sold. So that's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you. Y'all want to pop back up?
Can you bring back up that picture that had the house where she was showing the fence?
So the truth of the matter is I mean, I look at the application and says you're the owner. You're not actually the owner yet.
We were supposed to close December 1st, and no.
So.
But we were told that if the owner signed off on it, which they did, that we could be here for this meeting.
That's fine. I understand.
Okay.
So, is your purpose of this contingent on getting this permit?
It's not. However, it is in the top end of our budget for this. And that's what, because ultimately, we're in Branson all the time. And especially with PTP being here, we want to be here more often. So we've got four kids come this May. Three of those four kids will now be married. What we gift to them for their honeymoon is Branson. So, I mean, we love Branson. And And even with the both the positive and the negatives, goes to why we like this so much, because I mean, we don't know these folks very, very well for very long, but they were willing to come here and speak for us. And we've never met any. Everybody's been friendly, and that's why we like Branson. The view of this is beautiful, but it is at the way top end. In fact, we paid way too much of it for it, just because we thought we'd be able to do that.
Any other questions for the applicant?
Could I also address kind of the question there? So, you know, one of the things about the fence, as you can see, it's got a basketball goal, and that helps to keep the basketballs from going everywhere. So that's one of the reasons they put that up there. As I mentioned, it's family-oriented, and that's one of the things that I really liked. The garage is filled with all kinds of toys for we have two grandkids. So they're able to drive around in there and have privacy. As far as the road itself, before our property is a no-outlet sign. So kind of like the next-door neighbor mentions, they're going to flip through our driveway when they see the no outlet before going anywhere else. But so we understood that. We knew that whenever we looked at this, that was a large probability. And we just, it's life. So.
Any other comments, questions? And it hadn't been brought to the attention of the planning department about any complaints or any of that over 5 years?
I was just about to ask Cody that, Howard, because I've been here since 2019, and I have not heard the feedback of this property since I've been in office.
Do the current owners live in the neighborhood?
No, they live in Kansas.
So they used a management company?
Yes. And that's why we rented it ourselves, so we could find out how they did it, what they used for their standards. And it's already got in it the suppression system, which if it didn't go nightly rental, I don't know anybody who wants to pay for that. That was pretty expensive. That they want to pass the cost on to us. Like I said, we wanted to make sure we knew what the rules were. We may add on to the rules that, just because we have nothing against anyone who drinks. We don't drink. We don't smoke. But we know that that adds to unruly parties and things like that. So, and we're going to be there a whole lot more than they are, because this is a place. That's one of the things about it, all the playground stuff for our grandkids. I mean, it's a beautiful place.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve.
I second. Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving the application as presented for a conditional use permit, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Did you get
Thank
that,
you.
Presley? Thank you.
Appreciate you.
One more. 7:30. Okay, we got one left. So 4138 State Highway AA.
Yes, all right, case number CUP 2026-002, Charles and Andrea Harris, subject property, just like Howard said, 4138 State Highway AA, Taneyville, Missouri, Swan Township, Section 01, Township 24, Range 20. To request Charles